You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and today is World Braille Day, and we are celebrating all things Braille. And our next guest, David Williams, is the founder of the Braillist Foundation. Thank you very much for joining us, David. So, first of all, can you give us a little bit of background? For those who maybe aren't aware, what does the Braillist Foundation do, and where did it come from?
So, the Braillist Foundation started life as a focus group for Bristol Braille Technology, who were developing a multi-line Braille e-reader. And this group of product testers discovered that actually there were lots of other Braille-related topics that we wanted to explore: transcription, unified English Braille, how Braille is taught, and the list goes on. And pre-pandemic, remember those days, we used to meet face-to-face in Bristol, Reading, London, and further afield. And when the pandemic came along, we had to kind of decide, well, what do? Do we kind of disband, or do we try to move our activities online? And of course, we did the latter. And so the Braillist Foundation, our mission is more Braille, promoting Braille usage to enable blind and partially sighted people to learn to read and write by touch, maximizing our potential and independence. So you can do a heck of a lot with audio, but as you know, in a very noisy environment, audio can be difficult to hear, or in a very quiet environment, audio might feel intrusive. So we really value Braille as a tool in the toolbox that we all perhaps need, and many of us could probably learn it who don't, that can really make a huge difference to the way we function. You know, not just things like labeling and books and, you know, spelling and punctuation and layout and all that stuff, but just being able to find your own voice, really, rather than, you know, hearing the way a screen reader says something or an actor says something. So there are lots of ways in which we can use Braille, but we recognize that often for people getting started, it can be a challenge.
What was it like for you when you started then? What made you decide that you were going to learn Braille? And then what was it like for you when you actually started?
I didn't want to learn Braille. I mean, that was it. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, I have been blind since birth. And at school, I was taught Braille, but I found it hard. I found it slow. I heard about how in print, you know, they've got all sorts of different fonts and colors and styles and sizes, and none of that seemed to be represented in Braille. So I didn't really identify with Braille or relate to Braille. I knew I kind of had to use it for my schoolwork, but I didn't love it. And I learned it, you know, when I got to kind of grade two, which is contracted Braille. It's sort of a short form compressed kind of Braille. And so I learned it and I could use it, but I didn't really appreciate it until two things happened. One, I got into work and I recognized that actually to proof a document, deliver a presentation, or make notes in a meeting while still listening to the people around me, that actually Braille was going to be the best tool for that job. And at home, when I became a dad, reading the bedtime story, well, that was something that I really wanted to do. I felt it was important, you know, that moment in the day when you sit down with your child to read the bedtime story. And yes, audiobooks are fantastic, but, you know, as a dad, I wanted to do that myself. And I realized that actually Braille meant that I could do more of the same things as everybody else. You know, when I was young, I thought that Braille kind of separated me from other people. But as an adult, I think that Braille means that I can do more of the same things that fully sighted people can do.
And at the Braillist Foundation, you run courses and you've got a new one starting next week, Braille for Beginners. Is that right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So we've been putting on a range of online courses and events over the last couple of years. And one of the most popular and back by popular demand is our Braille for Beginners course. This is an 8-week course, an hour a week online with an experienced tutor and other Braille learners, where you will learn Braille from the very beginning, you know, pre-Braille skills, how to develop your tactile skills, so fine motor skills, differentiating, tracking, all that kind of stuff that you need before you even touch a dot of Braille. And then we'll introduce very gradually the alphabet, numbers, punctuation, And we will provide through the post hard copy learning resources that support the course. And also, I should say that the course is compatible with other Braille courses out there. So RNIB has available the fingerprint course, which we support and recommend. And our course, you know, complements that beautifully.
What would be your advice then for somebody who's starting out and maybe has past experience like yourself where you weren't very, very keen on it, you didn't relate to it at all, and now he's thinking, actually, I'd quite like to learn. What would be your advice for them?
Well, if you are thinking about the way in which you access information and you're just using audio at the moment and you don't have any other way to read and write, how does that work when it comes to things like greetings cards, you know, birthday cards? It's, you know, Valentine's Day next month. Wouldn't you rather read your own rather than have it read to you? And also, when you're listening to an audiobook, particularly those read by a human narrator, you are essentially listening to an actor's interpretation, which has value, obviously. But if you want to find your own voice, then actually learning a bit of Braille might be the way to go. And then playing games as well, things like card games or Scrabble. Braille can be hugely useful there. So lots of reasons and lots of things that might motivate you to get started with Braille. And then when you think you're actually wanting to give it a go, well, you can, of course, come to the Braillist Foundation and we will support you with your Braille learning. And of course, you can order distance learning courses from RNIB as well. So there are quite a few options. But I think the most important thing is that you're not alone. You don't have to learn Braille by yourself anymore. And that's what the Braillist Foundation has done, is to make sure that for somebody learning Braille, you can do that along with other Braille learners. So you can set aside this time each week where you can join in a class, ask your questions, get the next bit of information, connect through an email forum, and feel part of a community of people who are really keen to learn Braille.
David, we are here today to talk about World Braille Day. So my final question to you is, what does Braille mean to you?
It means independence, the independence to read and stand up in front of people and speak with confidence and not be exclusively reliant on audio. Because without Braille, audio is the only way that I can get information, you know, written information. So it gives me options in those times when perhaps audio doesn't work. So I think Braille is about independence. It's about opportunity. And we hear anecdotally that actually the blind people that have learned Braille are much more likely to be successful in employment. So massively important to realize our potential as blind and partially sighted people. We need as many tools in our toolbox, you know, learn to use a screen reader, learn your mobility skills, and Braille very much needs to be in that mix as well.
Great stuff. Thank you, David. Where can we find out more about the Braillist Foundation?
Sure. You can come to our website, braillists.org. And if you go to braillists.org/beginners, you can register free of charge for the Braille for Beginners course. We're on Twitter at Braillists. Or if you'd like to send an email, you can do that to help@braillists.org. help@braillists.org.
Great stuff. David, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.